Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to try something new on the show. It is called Hot Take Tuesday.
Is pineapple on pizza a jailable offense? Is Samsung better than Apple? Does anyone even like avocado toast?
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely not.
It's Hot Take Tuesday,
where bad opinions come to die.
One of us gives a hot take, the rest of us burn it down. And friends, you're going to need some aloe. Hot Take Tuesday. Let's go.
Wow, whoever our voice person is, Kennedy, she's fantastic. 617-655-1234 for Hot Take Tuesday. 617-655-1234. Kennedy, would you like to go first with your Hot Take Tuesday take?
Sure. For all you snobby snobs out there, it's perfectly acceptable to put ice cubes in a wine glass and then put your wine in it.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Even if it's a red.
Oh, that is a hot take.
You do you.
I don't mind throwing my red in the refrigerator every once in a while, but I can't throw ice in my wine, Kennedy. That just doesn't do it for me. Doesn't it water down the taste?
Oh, I'm sorry. What kind of wine are you purchasing?
I mean, it's in a box, maybe.
No.
I bet if you just poured them in a glass with the label, most people couldn't tell the difference between a $100 bottle and a $20
bottle. Drink it fast enough, it won't affect anything, sir. But if it ain't cold and you want it.
Oh, I love it,
guys. It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Cell phones should be banned from every sporting event, from every concert venue. If there is a big thing happening where lots of people are congregating for something, cell phones should not be allowed in. Period, point blank, end of story. I don't know if you had a chance to watch the end of the Masters and that moment where Rory drops down to his knees and is crying. And then they pan to the crowd. And you know what they're doing? They're not looking at it through their phones because the Masters does not allow phones inside their golf tournament. And it was glorious. Everybody was looking at one another. They were high-fiving one another. They were hugging one another. They were laughing. They were crying. And they were doing it because they didn't have their stupid phone in their hand looking through the little screen.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
So, Tuesday.
Excuse me, Kennedy.
All yours.
Do you mean like when you go to see certain comedians and they make you put your phone in the little pouch until the show's over and then you can lock it?
You go to a concert. When I went to the, I was lucky enough to go to the opening of the MGM Music Hall with Bruno Mars. They took your phones, and it was amazing, and it was wonderful.
I hate watching a concert through other people's phones.
And then other people are putting their phones up, and then you got to look through their phones too. Producer Dan, what about you?
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday. My hot take today is that showering together as a couple is the most overrated thing on the planet. And I know some people are like, it's so romantic and it's intimate bonding. Miss me with that. It's one person's always in the back. They're half wet. They're freezing. They're like soapy, but they're not getting the water.
Okay.
The other person is in the front getting all the water. One of you likes it regular hot and one of you likes it like Daenerys Targaryen, dragon breath hot, so the temperature's always off. and there's only so much room in the tub. Like, I'm a bigger guy. If I gotta like scooch by you, one of us almost gonna damn near pop out the tub. I don't think showering as a couple is romantic. Just let me do my 15 minutes in there with my Spotify playlist and I'm good.
I will admit I have not done a couple shower in a very long time. But
yeah, because they're stupid.
But what if you got like multiple heads, Dan, and you got a big walk-in shower?
Okay, if you have the proper like...
Absolutely. Oh, I just walked him off his hot take just like that.
Tuesday.
If you have...
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Absolutely Tuesday. Not. I don't need people to see my morning ablutions. I don't care who you are or how much you love me. There are things that are private.
I don't know what an ablution is, but yeah.
I don't want to see them.
Showering as a couple is overrated.
617-655-1234. It is Hot Take Tuesday. What is your hot take? And we're going to talk to Kennedy here in just a moment. A woman from the 80s, and she has a take about something from the 80s.
Let's go.
That might hurt your heart a little bit.
It's Hot Take Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Again, 617-655-1234. More Hot Take Tuesday.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.